Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned into From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Down. saw you last night. Man, it was a cryptic phantom. It came to me in my dreams. And this is what it had to say. The noise, voice, and rhythm you hear is essential communication ritual. We'll be right back.
most party fouls, let's face it, are pretty dumb. Sometimes they land you an unfortunate nickname, a nasty bruise, or make you the star of a few embarrassing social media posts. But the damage usually ends there. Underage drinking and driving, however, is a party foul with real consequences. Get busted and you could pay fines, do community service, and lose your license. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and WRCT.
You ever been the subject of an embarrassing social media post?
Have I ever? Actually, I don't know. I can't think of one. I feel like all of my social media posts are pretty embarrassing.
I feel like I've done a good job of going through after...
cleaning it up.
Yeah, after turning 2022, you get good at pruning.
The graduation, like, damage control while you apply for jobs was kind of a thing.
Well, that's easy. You just make your account private.
Yeah.
We've yet to actually hear any examples. I actually can't think of any right off the bat. No. But I will say, not only can you delete a bunch of social media posts after moving away, graduating college, you can just unfriend most people.
This is a crazy fact. Many don't know this. You can unfriend and unfollow anybody you want.
DJ Addy, top tip. If when you're going through your list of people that you follow, think to yourself, am I... 20 years from now, am I going to be keeping up with this, with what this guy, this fancy gastro pub that he's going to every week? Am I going to care about this fellow's vacation pics 20 years from now?
Care about the guy my roommate maybe hooked up with once freshman year?
Probably not. Unfollow. You know, if you're not going to care 5 years from now, 10 years from now, stop caring now.
The real PSA is unfollow. Everybody go through your social media and unfollow people. It's freeing. It's liberating.
It is. And it helps you spend less time. It's when you have less people to follow, less stuff to scroll through.
Yeah.
Get these kids off their phones. Anyways, back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. Up next, well, what we just heard, Love Like Murder and Back to Bodie from Kamala and the Carnivores. Up next, we've got... what do we got? Hestia by Cattell Kinig.
A new life with the same star, the man, fabulous life. I've been I could no longer proceed.
WRCT is supported in part by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, you can visit their website at ritasice.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities, I've got my production assistant Anna in the studio with me, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. Have you ever heard of Italian Ice referred to as anything else, any other product name?
I knew you were going to say this when you said Rita's Italian Ice offers Italian Ice. I don't think so, unless it's falsely been marketed.
Because I've seen Rita's Italian Ice stores with the reconfigurable signage on the sign advertised it as something else. And the product that they were hawking on that sign was called Water Ice. Rita's Water Ice. But the business was still called Rita's Italian Ice. And some people, some areas, call that type of ice cone, flavored ice cone product, Water Ice. Which made no sense to me as a child, because water, ice, it's like the same thing. There's no mention of flavor, of any kind of texture difference. So that always upset me a little
bit. Water ice is crazy. It's just two states of the same thing. But also Italian ice, and it's the same thing? Like water ice and Italian ice is the same thing?
I don't know. Maybe that's like some anti-Italian.
Can we not say Italian?
Anti-Italian sentiment. Anyways, it's good. It tastes good. I was a kid, I used to get a half mango, half mint chocolate chip.
Absolutely insane combination, but
yeah. Well, they weren't like mixed together. It wasn't like a swirl situation. Anyways, all night we've been playing old singles, mostly from the 90s, from our extensive record library. We've got a newer song here from last year's Manning Fireworks album by MJ Lenderman. This is On My Knees. We got a request for something new from one of our callers. This one goes out to Camille.
Find me.
know you love tuning into this radio program. Quartz. No. This is From the Basement. But there are lots of other fantastic. We got our Foley, my Foley guy in the back. He hit the applause button on accident. Anyways, the WRCT schedule has lots of other fantastic shows that you should check out, such as Tembo Sounds the Culture, which is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Rodoli, aka Dr. OC, on WRCT Pittsburgh, Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. I like to tune in as many weekends as I can to that. Just great music for 2 hours. I'm using Shazam a lot.
Yeah, we love what you're cooking.
Another long-running show on WRCT that I highly recommend is Quartz in Session, where you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m., and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Don't be afraid to take on tough classes in high school.
True.
You need them to succeed in college. Most colleges require 3 to 4 years of math, English, science, social studies, and at least 2 years of some foreign language. So push yourself. You may not need all these classes to finish high school, but working harder today makes getting into college a whole lot easier. For more info, visit knowhowtothenumbergo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
All you seniors should know where you're going to school by now.
Ooh, that's exciting.
But you haven't registered for classes.
Yeah, so think about it.
So think about that.
And while you're thinking about that, think about my roommate, Zoe. Zoe, if you're out there in the ether, she just basically almost pretty much finished her second master's degree from CMU, which is pretty exciting.
Almost. Isn't graduation like next week?
Yeah, she's got one more deadline Sunday night, but I believe in her, and that's a pretty amazing thing to do. So if you take hard classes, you can be like my friend Zoe. Very accomplished.
We always say if you don't flunk at least some things,
yeah.
You didn't challenge yourself enough.
I agree. And you can flunk things and go very far in life, so don't be afraid.
Yeah, all right. We're back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. Got a few more old singles before we head out for the night. Up next, we've got Time Held the Night by Joy Circuit. from Akron, Ohio. Just after 9 p.m. and you are listening to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna scream? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna scream? Don't wait too long to sing your song. I'll wait forever. I'll
That was Kid Champion with the song, the single Adam's Newts. Speaking of which, Pittsburgh, did you know that newts are real? I've learned so recently that a newt is a real animal, and I thought it was like a snipe, like a griffon, like a phoenix.
He asked me the other night if I knew newts were real, and I said I didn't know I could think they weren't. Like, I didn't have a reason to believe they weren't real.
And so apparently they're in the salamander family.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just like a magic salamander. No, well, but kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of, because like an elf is like a magic human.
A little magic guy.
And so a newt was like a magic version of a salamander.
Yeah, imagine his surprise when Wikipedia said they are, in fact, real.
Yeah, and I was also then, upon learning that they were real, a bit disappointed to find that there weren't that many differences.
Yeah, they're basically, it's almost an interchangeable name, newt and salamander. But
yeah,
to the naked eye, they're one and the same.
It's like witches are putting a newt in the cauldron, but they're never putting a salamander in the
Newts
cauldron.
Newts are real, birds aren't real.
Oh, jeez.
And that's our
9 years since I've heard that. Yeah, with Newts Are Real, we're going to leave you tonight. We're going to leave you with the Mockster for Vive La Mock all the way until 1 in the morning. We're going to go to the Strip District. We're going to go to Kingfly. And hopefully it doesn't surprise storm on us.
Yeah.
But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back next. I will be back next week, same time, same place, May 9th at 8 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM. You don't have to dust your dial all week because we've got great music all week on WRCT, streaming online as well. WRCT.org, everywhere you can find internet. Pittsburgh, we'll see you next week. Get home safe, sleep well. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.